Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. My, how we have changed over the years.
Well, one of the things that's really interesting about the world today is that, you know, a lot of people think that we should go back to being cavemen, and that's obviously not true. But we're living longer, we're taller, our kids are much less likely to die when they're young. But we're also getting a variety of diseases that we didn't used to get, like heart disease and diabetes and osteoporosis. And I think, you know, the future for our species is to figure out what we can do about those non-communicable, non-infectious diseases.
What are those based on? I mean, some diet, obviously.
Well, you know, all these diseases are caused by interactions between our genes that we inherited and the environments that we create and that we live in. And to some extent, some of us have more genetic protection from some of these diseases. But what's really shifted is our environments. So, you know, we eat lots of processed food full of sugar and starch, and there's very little fiber, and we get lots of salt and saturated fats, and we get very little physical activity, and our bodies just never really evolved to handle those foods in the kind of abundance that we have. Even though we evolved to crave them, we evolved to enjoy rest, we never evolved to have the opportunity to rest as much as we get to today.
So these things are reversible.
Absolutely. You know, 70% of the diseases that people get are preventable. They're not only reversible, they're also preventable. At least some of them are reversible, and most of them are preventable. And I think that, you know, instead of waiting around, one of my arguments is that we can learn a lot from evolution. And instead of waiting around for, you know, scientists and white lab coats to come up with promised solutions to these diseases, which are, I think, unlikely, is to do more to prevent them in the first place. And that involves paying attention to our evolutionary history.
Do you think the human body was made to live longer?
Well, you know, hunter-gatherers actually live pretty long. People think that they all died young and they had horrible, miserable, you know, brutish, short, and nasty lives. But actually, hunter-gatherers, if they survived childhood, and they did have high childhood mortality rates, if they survive childhood, they actually live to be pretty long. They live to be from their 60s to their 80s, and they didn't suffer from the kinds of diseases that many of us suffer today. So actually, we evolved to be grandparents and to be very active and vigorous in middle age and even old age and constantly work and enjoy life. And so it's really after the origins of farming and agriculture that human health started taking a real nosedive, and people started dying earlier and at much greater rates at younger ages.
How has the brain changed?
Well, I mean, it depends on what time scale you look at. I mean, you know, our brains from when we, you know, first evolved, was split from the chimpanzee lineage around 6 million years ago, have quadrupled in size or tripled in size. But over the last few hundred thousand years since our species evolved, since Homo sapiens evolved, our brains probably haven't changed very much at all.